Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk politics internationally with my old friend, Don Bramer, who was an appointee under the Secretary of the Department of Commerce, George H.W. Bush, a former intelligence officer, a combat veteran, and the founder of the Bramer Group up in Washington. And Don, I'm glad to finally have you come on the program. Really appreciate you joining us. I figured this would be a good topic to bring you in on, since you've done both communications work and the practical intelligence work out there around the world. Listen, am I way off base for saying that I agree with Donald Trump? I think he does need to reset the relationship with Russia. I just wouldn't have done it with a summit that didn't bring you any tangible benefit, knowing that the press was going to ask you these loaded questions that you probably couldn't answer in a way that would shut things down. They would just inflame things. Am I off base by saying that?
Well, you know, no one knows Donald Trump's tactics better than Donald Trump. I'm sure his tactics work great in the boardroom. They probably work amazing when you're trying to buy a piece of property. But as a lifelong intelligence officer, there are certain practices and approaches, as what we call them, that you do in the intelligence field. Now, knowing the past of Vladimir Putin, I'm sure he's had the exact same school of thought, and everything that he did and does continue, as you watch the videos, is extremely calculated. And maybe it's Trump's practice to come across off the cuff constantly, but I don't think this was the right setting to do so. And you're right. He should have walked away with something, but to walk away and the first thing you do is bash and undermine our intelligence community, I just don't agree with.
Yeah, there are a lot of folks in the intelligence community, you not being one of them, that I would be very critical of these days. And I think that's legitimate criticism. It's just odd to do it on this stage, knowing that you're giving your political opponents, minimally, and maybe your international foes, a lot of ammo to beat you up with.
Well, one of the things they teach in business, and I hope the Donald knows this, is the first thing you do, even as an officer, is you make criticisms in private,
right,
and you come forward and you praise people in public. So I agree. Maybe you didn't want to come right out at the summit and bash Vladimir Putin and discredit him when you're trying to reset the stage. Thankfully, he didn't have a reset button that Hillary had. But I don't think starting out with, you know, coming forward and say that it, you know, this was everyone's fault. It just wasn't the right move. If you would have wanted to say that, then maybe farther down the text, but your opening statement, not a good spot.
Mm-hmm. As a former intel officer, what do you make of Putin's offer to work on the Mueller probe jointly? I mean, a lot of people just started laughing out loud at that and said,
well, to me, that'd be like asking the discredited Nigerian ambassador in Nigeria to come help me with my banking on my laptop.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not even a legitimate suggestion to even entertain. Well, look, putting aside yesterday, I mean, that's over with. He'll continue to suffer the political ramifications of that domestically. But where, from an international standpoint, do we go next with Russia? What's the next step?
Well, I think it's more than just Russia. You know, if you look at North Korea, finally we have word that the remains of our fallen are going to be home within 2 weeks. So that's a great step. That relationship with North Korea is going to take us a long time, just as it did with Russia in the early 80s. We've got a lot of repair to do with, you know, NATO. We've got to get them back on track. I think we left in a good, solid spot, but that's going to need some mending, and I think that's where our diplomatic team at State are going to come forward and fix that. Russia's going to have to figure out where do they fall in place. I think some good gestures by both sides could reset this. My favorite would, you know, give us back Snowden. To me, that'd go a long way with the American press and the American public.
Well, you know, if had he announced that he had brokered some sort of deal like that, then maybe this summit would have made sense. I'm still just saying, why would you put yourself in a situation where you know you're going to face scrutiny from your political opponents unless you're going to win something? And I can't find what the win was yesterday. Don Bramer, former appointee under George H.W. Bush, former intelligence officer, and the founder of the Bramer Group up in D.C. Thanks. Always glad to talk to you.
Always, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.